So I have one more episode about my pornographic personality to point out. I decided, I also want to make this clear, no porn category that I'll be doing will ever consist of rape culture, I say again. But here I go. Here are the other porn categories I'm going to do. It's going to be very quickly. I want to do, in terms of porn starring, I want to do softcore pornography, reality pornography, women's erotica pornography, gonzo pornography, feminist pornography, ethnic pornography, bondage pornography, alternative pornography, alt porn. I want to do sex positive porn. I want to do independent porn. I want to do MILF pornography. I want to do LGBTQI plus pornography. I say again. I want to do amateur pornography, bisexual pornography. I want to do hardcore pornography, gay pornography, gangbang pornography, mobile porn pornography, transgender pornography, women's pornography. And I want to do zombie pornography. That's really hilarious. I want to do adults only non-consensual consensual pornography. It's like the episode I was doing yesterday where it is sexually aggressive, but no one is being dehumanized. So reference that episode to understand better what I'm talking about. I want to do that one. And even the incest pornography, of course, none of us would be related to each other. So again, it's satirical, comical, cautionary tales. It would be edutainment. Again, no abuse, no trauma, no victimization, no violence, no bad torture, no bad torment. None of those things. So, that's really what I want to be doing. I also want to do erotica and curiosa. I also want to do erotic thrillers and erotic literature, sex museums, strip clubs, all the other sex industry type places, even sex shops. I want to do erotica in terms of painting, sculpture, drama, film, music, literature, and photography. I also really would love, and I mean would love, to be a part of nudity. I want to do all the depictions of nudity. It means a lot to me, and I'm happy to even talk about this. Basically, to sum it all up, there's so much, but I don't want to make anybody feel like I'm dumbing them down, and I don't even want to make myself feel that way. I want to be nude. I want to be fully nude when it comes to painting, sculptures, drama, film, music, television, literature, and photography. Bam. Let's make it easy. I want to be fully nude when it comes to videos. I want my sexual intercourse depicted in painting, sculpture, drama, film, music, videos, television, literature, and photography. So again, I want to be fully nude and have real sex, real life sex, painting, sculpture, drama, film, music, television, videos, literature, and photography. Okay, bam, there we go. And you know, BBW pornography, I want to do that too. I did say I don't want to do male pornography. That's true. I want to do DILF pornography. I want to do porn performances with senior citizens. I want to do porn performances with young adults. DILF is that I like to fuck. I want to do JILF pornography. You know what JILF means. And I want to do G-DILF pornography. Granddad, like the fuck. I want to do that. So, I'm grateful to get all my truths the fuck out concerning my porn ass living starring life. And I now want to just mention why I did these episodes. I'm also just so proud of myself for living a sexually healthy life. I can honestly say doing these episodes have really been helpful to me. It's a creative form of sexual healing for myself, and I couldn't ask for a better life. I really could not. And I'm just so grateful that I found a community of people that I can truly be myself with. I think that it's okay for me to be pansexual, pangender, queer, genderqueer, non-binary, demisexual, sapiosexual, sapiophile, allosexual. I think it's okay for me to be an exhibitionist, a voyeurist, a nudist, a naturist. And I think that it's wonderful for me to also want to be a nude model. I always wanted to be a supermodel. I just want to be a nude one. And I want to be a regular supermodel too. I think that's great. I'm an ambivert. I'm just so proud of myself for living a damn good life. A life that I absolutely can be proud of. Yes, I masturbate. Yes, I view pornography, ethical porn. Yes, I read and view all types of erotica. And yes, I'm solo polyamorous. I am permanently single by choice forever. I am permanently childless by choice forever. When I say choice, I mean my choice. And nobody made that choice but me. I'm permanently living totally alone by my choice forever. I'm a permanently confirmed bachelor forever, and I'm permanently petless by my choice forever. I am ethically non-monogamous by my choice forever. I'm ethically promiscuous by my choice forever. And I'm an ethically casual dater forever by my choice. And I'm an ethical casual sex haver by my choice forever. So, I name to you all of who I am. And thank you all for allowing me to do these sex episodes with you. I literally have nothing more to say about them other than I'm a sensitive lover. I'm a hospitable lover. I'm a kind lover. I'm a generous lover. And my lovers are the same type of lovers that I am, because I only sleep with sane, positive, anti-bullshit adults, because that's the kind of adult that I am motherfucking am.